Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big weekend of football on tap. Feels like it's a chance for all three of the teams here, Michigan, Michigan State, and Detroit, to all validate their level of goodness. You win, you validate, you're good. Or at least means you have that gear in you. You can be good. Clearly the Lions taking on Baltimore is one of the contending teams out of the AFC. It's a team that if you beat them. It's not like going to make people forget about the Green Bay game, but 2-1 with Green Bay, Chicago, and Baltimore is more than acceptable. And Baltimore's favored in this game. It's one of the more losable games on a Lions schedule. But the fact of the matter is, chance to prove that they still have that gear in them if they go beat Baltimore. Last trip to Baltimore did not go well. Lost 38-6. I think that was the score. Michigan State, look, 3-0. Is 3-0 a product of who they've played, or is 3-0, is it legit? You go beat USC at USC, I think Michigan State's pretty damn legit. Like, it's a great test for them. Michigan, you know, Nebraska, I'm not sure who Nebraska is, to be quite honest, but if you beat Nebraska, you're starting to set up a team that's going to beat, like, this is a swing game for them, right? They could lose it. They're only a 1.5-point favorite, but Nebraska might be pretty good. They might be pretty good. And so, you know, whatever Michigan can be in terms of record, this would be a step towards achieving that.
Well, Nebraska went out and they got a couple of transfer offensive linemen. One is Mark Spindler's kid, Rocco Spindler, who played and started
Spin
at Notre
Dog.
Dame.
Love Spin Dog.
And the other is a transfer from Alabama. So they went out and they got guys that can open up holes in run game and also block in the passing game. When you've got a young quarterback like Dylan Raiola, who's just a true sophomore, that's what you need to do. You need to protect him. They have not been tested yet this year. They played Cincinnati, I think, to start the season.
Yes.
It was a close game. Beyond
Akron
that,
and Houston Christian.
Yeah. And those are easy opponents. The last two were easy opponents, and they ran up the score pretty good on them. I don't know what you can really expect out of Nebraska either, but I do think that Nebraska is probably an on-par opponent with Michigan. The question is, which Michigan team are you going to see? Are you going to see a team that's able to run the ball? Is Bryce Underwood going to look more like he did against Central Michigan? Or is he going to look flustered because this will be another real defense he's going to see?
Nebraska has athletes, and I'm sure they have access to the Oklahoma game tape. They can see what Brent Venables threw at him. But we'll get to that in more details later. I mentioned a poll on NFL.com. Kang, what was the question? This is interesting. Listen to this.
All right. The question was, which NFC team is the biggest threat to dethrone the Eagles in 2025?
Okay, and there was choices?
The choices were your Detroit Lions, the Los Angeles Rams, the Washington Commanders, or other.
What?
So they left off the Niners, the Bucks. Those are two ones that are pretty big, right?
They
left off the Packers.
Packers as well. Who beat the Lions.
This is their choice of teams. Their choice of teams omitted the Packers. Now,
who beat two of the three teams that they put up here?
Was this a Twitter poll where you could only have four choices?
No, this was their own on their own website, NFL.com. And there was over 86,000 votes.
Did they have the technology to add more than four teams? I would imagine they do. Twitter, you can only add four choices to your Twitter poll, but and they omitted Green Bay.
Huh.
And Tampa and the 49ers. They just have other. Okay, I'm going to guess other's winning this thing, is it? You voted?
I did vote. So Gator, would you like to take a guess?
Yes. Other.
All right, you both have other?
Yep.
Finishing last place is other with 20% of the vote.
Are these people that took the poll, are they dumb?
That's not one of the questions.
Yes,
are you dumb?
No,
yes or
other.
No?
Then
what?
Yeah, follow. Do you want to know the rest of the results here?
Do I?
I do.
All right, so fourth place was other, like I said, with 20%. Finishing in third place with 22% of the vote, are the Commanders.
Yeah.
So according to this poll, one of the two, the Lions or the Rams, are the most biggest threat to dethrone the Eagles. Coming in second with 24% of the vote is the Detroit Lions, which means the number one threat to dethrone the Eagles in 2025 is LA Rams with 35% of the vote.
Really?
Yep.
I think that's crazy.
Wait a minute.
First of all, the poll's flawed. The poll's ridiculous.
I'm trying to wrap my head around this. So the Rams have no fans in LA because they don't care about football in California, and specifically Los Angeles. But somehow the rest of the country does. And they think that the Rams are the team that can unseat.
Yeah.
Is it because they're playing this week? Is that it?
Maybe.
They get the instant gratification on the poll if the Rams
beat. Yeah, you know what? Your point that there are no Rams fans, I mean, there's some Rams fans, but they probably have one of the smaller fan base. Like, that's not a... It's L.A. They're fans of the beach.
Right.
And the Lakers.
If you want to say they're Stafford fans, like former Lions, they're Lions fans are rooting for Stafford. The Lions are part of this poll.
The Lions are in the poll.
So, how does this... What?
Somewhere, somebody's going to look at this. Somebody in the NFL is going to notice that an intern put up a bizarre poll.
Is this a Wikipedia hijack?
Should we all go vote for other? Tell everybody to go vote for other? No, because we really don't care. It was fun to do it when it was like...
A lot of fun back then.
We used to hijack polls of opposing. I remember doing it with the Boston Globe. They'd always put polls up like, Pistons and Celtics, who do you got? And we'd go flood it. We'd tell the listeners and we'd bombard it with Pistons... votes and end up skewing the thing in Detroit's face. That was fun. This one, I don't know that we really are, you know, sabotaging any specific fan base. Weird. Very weird. Other NFL games this weekend. You mentioned the Rams at Philly. Any sense on this one? Like,
The schedule for games, I think, is pretty good this week. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you gotta beat the man, right? So
yeah.
I think Philly is absolutely the team to eat. They're playing at home. Although the NFL now coming out with the tush push and saying, we got to officiate it better. Who knew that? Who knew they were going to come out and say that? Oh, wait a minute. All of us said that earlier in the week.
Yeah.
So now they're going to pay closer attention to it, so they better do it right. But that's not why they're successful. They're successful because they're just a really good roster of players. And I think it's a better roster than the Rams have. But I think it's an interesting game for sure. You know, the Rams, their defensive line is no joke. Those guys can get after you. That's after Aaron Donald retired. They can still get after you. They drafted well with Verse and others, and I like what they have.
They've only allowed one touchdown. The Rams have only allowed one touchdown through two games.
I was thinking about this earlier today because we're starting to see this. Now, it's only 2 weeks into the season.
Yep.
And I've seen a couple references on Twitter of rankings already, like, you know, they're sixth in the NFL and rushing yards. And I'm like, all right. At what point do we start to believe or put validity in statistics?
Six.
You think six? You like six?
Yeah. It's funny. I just chose that number randomly, but I guess that's what the first number that popped into my head. You give me six games and I'll have a sense of who you really are. But a lot of it has to do with who you've played, right?
Yes.
You have to, once, you know, the schedules sort of start to shake out and you've played some good teams and some bad teams, but Yeah, it's completely irrelevant after 2 weeks. Another interesting matchup. Cincinnati and the Vikings.
Yes.
What this was going to be was it was going to be Joe Burrow and the Bengals against Jay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jay McCarthy and the Vikings. What we're getting is Jake Browning and the Bengals versus Carson Wentz and the Vikings. Which is weird.
It is weird.
Yep.
I totally forgot that JJ McCarthy was out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's one to watch, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're hoping the Bengals continue to lose games.
Who do we want to lose this game
more?
They
haven't lost the game yet, but
don't we kind of want Minnesota to lose it?
No.
We don't. The Bengals.
I'm not worried about the Vikings as much. I'd like to see the Bengals go to tailspin.
Now, people have to understand why. Gator thinks there's a path to Trey Hendrickson.
And there is. But the Bengals have to be having a losing record and find themselves out of it. Before the trade deadline.
Kang and I disagree because
we got
a lunch bet on this one. We do not think Trey Hendrickson will get traded. Gator thinks Trey Hendrickson will get traded. But it's kind of a weird rooting interest, though. If you really want Trey Hendrickson, then you really want the Bengals to basically lose every game between now and the trade deadline. And maybe the Lions could trade for him.
It almost feels like this week is the crossroads week in the NFL. Nobody wants to start off 0-3. And if you start off 3-0, they have stats to back up. You know, teams that start off 0-3, they don't make the playoffs and whatever. There's a lot of 0-2 teams out there right now. But they're not all bad teams. Like the Browns I don't know how bad the Browns are. The Browns can always give you fits, though, because their defense is solid. They host the Packers. Would it surprise you if Cleveland beats Green Bay in Cleveland?
I mean, in the NFL... it's hard to get surprised. I guess I would be surprised, but part of me wants to say no, it wouldn't surprise me.
The Browns, it would take a lot for someone to surprise me in the NFL nowadays.
Yeah.
But I'm with you, Doug.
It's possible. Green Bay's a heavy favorite. I don't like Cleveland on the number. Just saying. I kind of like Cleveland and the number. I don't know why I mumbled it.
Keeping it quiet for an hour for now.
Yeah. We got another edition. Are You Going to Eat That? Coming up a little bit later on. We'll get into Michigan and Nebraska next. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.